Hey everyone, welcome to M2F Story. Today I am going to share with you Panties in My Sun Closet Final Part, written by Janet Stickney. So if you are new to the channel, then please consider subscribing. And check out my Patreon, patreon.com/M2F Story. Having lost the luxury of standing, I had to sit for all functions now. Before at night, I had the option and could stand. Now I understood why women sometimes envied men. Sitting all of the time was turning out to be a pain in the ass. Undress, do whatever, get dressed again. Every time. Tedious, yet so much a part of the life of a female that I accepted the fact of it. But the envy stayed behind, a small reminder of what I gave up, or maybe gained. On the first day of school, I wore a navy skirt, white blouse, red jacket, and black flats. Ushered into a small auditorium, we met the staff. One of them, Mrs. Kensington, started calling off names, mine among them. "You will report to the gym in 10 minutes. Do not be late." She had a husky voice which matched her size. Tall, maybe 6 foot, she had an outstanding figure. Trim, with boobs that looked a bit large on her. She had a narrow waist and nice hips. With the other girls, I went into the gym and sat on the bleachers waiting for her to arrive. Mrs. Kensington had changed into an aerobics outfit, which outlined her shape even more. Her hair was in a ponytail, drawn so tight her face seemed pinched. "We have a weight/height scale that we require all of you to match. In some cases, that is not possible, and we do make allowances for that. But you must be within 4 pounds no matter what. Today, we will take weight and height from each of you, and a target supplied." Then one after another, we were all weighed and so on. I weighed 131 on a 5 or 7 frame. My target was 117 pounds. The last time I weighed 117, I was 12. We were released to our other classes, but told that we would be contacted individually. I could hardly wait. My turn with Mrs. Kensington came 2 days later. I sat across from her, my hands in my lap. "According to your records, you are one of our special students. Males have a different bone structure than females, and not many can make the targets we set for them. In your case, I have adjusted your target to 122 pounds to compensate for that difference. I would like you to try to make 117 if you can, but no penalty will result if you cannot. Any questions?" Her voice was so husky that it popped out before my brain and common sense kicked in. "Were you a special student like me?" Her laughter filled the room, then all at once she grew quiet. "No, Kim. I'm a female by birth. But I want you to know that I understand exactly what you are going through. My brother became a girl attending here some time ago." Janet had an instructor that did not understand the difference between our special students and natural-born females. She was relentless and drove all of the girls hard, to hard in some cases. She retired about 5 years ago. She sat back in her chair, a Cheshire Cat grin on her face. "Do not misunderstand Kimberly. Before long, you will think I am just as bad as my predecessor. You must try hard to make your goal. The women we graduate represent us all over the world, and nothing less than perfection is allowed, even for you." I was dismissed with a list of things I needed and went back to class. I was walking back when my mind went back to how this all started. My sister wanted me to be her maid of honor at her wedding. Now I was stuck with a woman that most of the girls said is a cross between the devil, a nanny, and Attila the Hun in drag, and my worst nightmare. She sounded okay, but that night, Mom and I bought the outfit I was supposed to wear. Each day, I grew more comfortable in my role as a female and found out just how catty girls can be. They were not at all sugar and spice, as the rhyme says, more like sugar and lime with a hammer thrown in. My first day with Mrs. Kensington was an entire hour of aerobic and jogging. Before and after class, we all weighed in. Any changes noted before we were released to the showers. Now that was a real experience. 26 girls all in one place, myself one of them. Sure, I looked, but quickly realized that they were looking at me as well. I was one of them now, the looks just a matter of measuring oneself to the others. Any other thought I dismissed. 3 weeks after school had started, I had my first fitting for my gown. Up to now, Beth had only heard reports from Mom. She had not seen me yet. Mom, Beth, the fitter, and I were in the room when I stripped to my panties so the corset could be fitted. I heard Beth take in a breath when she saw me, and I smiled to myself. I caught her looking at my panties, seeing not a tuck job, but the real thing, clearly outlined in my thin nylon panties. After I was fitted, it was her turn. Beth has a wonderful figure. 36C2336, there was no doubt in my mind that her husband-to-be was a boob man. Her gown is exquisite. White satin and Irish lace, it has a sheer top and sleeves. She has to wear three petticoats with it to make it hang right. A special corset hikes her boobs up, separates them, and makes them swell against the thin material. It made me wish that mine would do that. On the way home, Beth got a rundown on what had happened to me. You mean that you don't have a... you take showers with the other girls? I nodded my head, smiling at her. Damn, was her only response. By Christmas, I had made the 117-pound mark. I now had a 36A plus 2335 figure. My hair has grown quite long, and I let it hang across my shoulders. Dad had begun to call me Kitten, a sign that he had given up, I guess. It was also the time that my doctor asked me if this was the life for me, or would I go back to being a male. I didn't see how I could even consider it now. Going back, I mean, no. I was a girl now in every way but one. With Mom's permission, he started me on hormones so I could get rid of the implants. It was also the time I had my first date. Carson's had a setup with an all-male school. Twice a year, they held joint dances, Christmas and in the spring. Fortunately, neither school assigned boys and girls together. It was more like a free-for-all. I wore a blue sheath dress with silver shoes and jewelry. As I walked into the hall, I know I was nervous. My rare interactions with boys gave me no guideline to follow. Most of the other girls had dated, had brothers, and so on. They knew what to do. I was with several other girls, just listening to the music. Only a very few couples were dancing. Most of the boys on one side, the girls on the other. It was a prime example of a meat market in action. I saw him coming, we all did. The question was, who was he going to pick? He walked like he owned the place. Tall, he had short brown hair. His uniform perfectly pressed and the buttons shiny, glinting in the light. I watched him as he walked across the room, unaware that my heart was beating faster the closer he got. Without hesitation, he stepped in front of me and held out his hand. Good evening, I am Senior Cadet Michael Wilson. May I have this dance? I nodded my head yes and let him lead me out on the floor. He did not hold me close, yet I was intoxicated by him. Every male part of me that still remained quickly left as my feminine side took over. I told him my name, and after the music had stopped, he and I went to the buffet table for punch. Stilted, yet attracted, we both knew the limitations and kept a polite distance. Later, he asked, and I gave him my phone number at home. Can I call on you on Sunday, Kim? I'd like that. For two very long days, I had to wait. Michael rang the bell, Dad answering it before I could get there. But he was polite and did not give any sign that he was upset that I now had a boy calling on me. It was the opening shot and the mating ritual all teenagers go through. I took his hand, going into the family room where I had set out colas and chips. Mom and Dad wisely stayed away. Mike was smiling and polite while I was nervous and perky. His eyes never left mine as we sat on the couch. Suddenly, with no warning at all, he leaned over and kissed me gently on the lips. I felt the fire of instant excitement run through me. Then, while he was so close, kissed him back. You're very pretty, Kim. I'm glad you let me come over today. His hand was on mine, steady and firm, while I felt like a quivering bowl of jello inside. I had never felt this way before. Not once. He stayed for a few hours, then left, but not before asking me to the show the following Friday. Dad was standing close enough to hear me say yes, and certainly close enough to see him kiss me before he left. He seems very nice, Kim. Yeah, I like him a lot. I bounced up the stairs to my room without giving him a chance to say anything else. Now I finally felt like a girl. Michael was the first boy to be attracted to me, and I was on air. No longer a boy in a dress, I felt like I had completed my journey. Sure, I had the body, but inside, where doubt resides, I was now a girl in every way, and I was going to use it all. Over the next few months, Mike and I went out each weekend, except for when my implants were taken out. I now had my own breasts. Mine. Not a bag of silicone or saline. On our third date, I let Mike touch me there. Just his touch on my breast sent ripples of ecstasy through me. He wanted me to touch him, but I refused. Not that I didn't want to, I was afraid of what would happen after that. But like a good military man, he kept trying. I asked him to be my escort to Beth's wedding and wear his uniform for me, and he said he would. The wedding was a week after I turned 17. a week before Mike turned 17. My dress is a very light mint green, full-skirted with a sweetheart neckline and lace sleeves. Beth was radiant. She simply seemed to glow as she walked down the aisle. At the reception, Mike stayed with me the whole time, resplendent in his uniform. He had been promoted to senior captain of cadets, the highest rank in his school. Even in heels, I was a good 4 inches shorter than he was, but I was just as tall in my pride at having him as my escort. After Beth and her husband had left, Mike took me home so I could change. I had planned this day carefully and quickly changed. Thin black nylon panties, a black low-cut lace-trimmed bra, pantyhose, and a short black dress with a low-cut square neckline. When I reappeared in front of him, I saw that his pants had become fuller. Was it me? I certainly hoped so. We drove to a secluded park near the lake, and as he pulled me to him, I put my hand right on him. His moan told me I was right. It was me. After that, well, we stayed there for a long time. I did what many girls do for their men. It was different, yet felt so normal that I do not think it was wrong even now. When he took me home, Mom's built-in radar must have sensed something because she came to my room, closing the door to make sure we were alone. Kimberly Ann Grant? Sweetly, I said yes. Mom sat on the bed and looked at me with first a frown, then a smile crept to her face. You and Michael, you did something for him today. Shocked that she knew, it was all I could do to stay try and look innocent. Honey, it's all over your face. You glow like a woman in love, and women in love do things. She sighed and smiled again. What's done is done, but you are supposed to be a lady. I understand. Really, I do. He's handsome, you're pretty, and you make a nice couple. But no more of that, Kimberly. I said nothing as she left the room. Of course, I went to the spring dance with Mike. I graduated that summer, as did Mike. He went to West Point while I was accepted to a prestigious university. The day after I turned 18, I was in the hospital to correct my anatomy. Mike and I stayed in touch, but I met someone else, and he and I are dating now. Where it will lead is anyone's guess. When I look back on this journey of mine, I can't think of a thing I would change except one. I would have told Dad the truth a long time before this all happened. He still might not have understood, but we could have talked about it. Now calls me kitten, watches over me like a hawk, and still loves me. Just like a dad is supposed to do. The end. That's it for today. Hope you have enjoyed it. If you do, then be sure to subscribe for the next story. And show your support on Patreon.